You know, about 5 years ago, I was a dealer tech. And being a dealer tech and a transmission driveline tech, we didn't have what the aftermarket world gives us today. I was literally doing repairs, and there was some things that I started looking at and identifying that, you know, what can we do to make this better? 6L80 transmissions in the aftermarket world are like the best thing for us, because there are so many experiences we go through, so many things that we find out, little quirks that do happen, and there's a lot that is actually involved in fixing these units. This is my wife's Tahoe, 2015, 5.3 liter, 6L80 transmission. This transmission has roughly about 50,000 miles on it, and it has a problem. Well, it started having a problem. It had a shutter and a massive jerk under any kind of hard throttle. From a stop position, any moderate throttle, you had to be really light on it. And then there was one instance we were driving through the mountains, going up a steep hill in third gear, and it would neutral out. Pull it down to second, it was still neutral out, not even move. I had to back the car down the hill safely to a position to where I could let it cool off, because it was kind of overheating, kind of not. Not too much later on, we started getting tuning involved. So we tuned the converter, we did some pressure changes, shift scheduling changes, removed the DOD on the system, and kicked down the torque management just a little bit. The adapter started learning things and it got a little better. There's not one Sonex product in this unit. It is all OEM parts only. And I have a prototype unit I'm going to be installing. But I'm going to take this one apart down to a point of failure, a cause root issue, and what was actually going on with this unit. The aftermarket world as it is today, I use nothing but Sonex parts. I use some Transgo parts in all of my 6L80 transmissions. But when I was a dealer tech, I didn't know anything about this stuff. And I started doing some research because I was building 4L60s and using the Transgo shift kit. I'm like, is there products for the 6L80s? Me and Zach, this was one of my really good R&R guys, one of my students, which I'm going to have a word with you, started putting just a Transgo shift kit. And everyone that we built at the dealer, I was just adding it in. And it worked really good. Zach even noticed a difference. But Mr. Zach installed this transmission. We're going to have a word with what you did with the install process, because some things were loose. Let's take it apart and find root cause. It looks like normal debris, correct? You can look inside everything within the valve body. It looks all stock. There's nothing changed. All OEM parts, TCC regulator valve, clutch select valves. You look into the Tecum, and I can see a little bit of debris here, still a little bit of debris here. I can't remember if I replaced the Tecum or not. I don't have any of the information on me right now. But what I can see visually is the 1-2-3-4 clutch looks like it's heated. So the first thing I'm going to do before I do anything else is air test it. Now we got to find out why it's blown out. I believe for the life of me that I drove this Tahoe from Greenville, South Carolina, all the way to Indianapolis to see Diesel Tech Chris, from there to see Vermilion Vixen, and then all the way to Pennsylvania to see Chadley with this condition. And she just drove this thing to Florida and back. This is the reason why now that I will tell you. This is a piston, this is a 1-2-3-4 piston, stock piston that is not cracked. This is the one out of the Tahoe. This is why in every rebuild you need to use a Sonex 1-2-3-4 billet piston.